can't move. You can't even breathe, really. Your lungs just don't seem to work. All you know is that you just woke up to a feeling of unimaginable dread. And you're paralyzed. This has happened to you before, and it's going to happen again. Your night terrors, your sleep paralysis, all the sleep studies they did on you, and the medicines they gave you. It's easy to convince yourself, to let them convince you, that this is all in your head. Your eyes can still move. You can see the flickering light in the hallway. See how the light source is interrupted now? That's me. The thudding footsteps echoing through this old house and through your head. Impossibly loud. How am I not crashing through the floor? And the shadows I cast down the hallway? Do you really want to see what I truly am? The answer is no, darling. And I'm not willing to show you yet, because that would finish the job of driving you insane, and that's not what I want. Yet. So I'll make myself pretty for you as I get closer. Oh. Just ignore the cracking bones and the ripping of skin. That's just me getting ready for you. Trust me, you'll prefer me this way. Oh, I stepped into view a little too soon, but that was just a glimpse of things moving into their right positions. Now that the flesh is sealed up, I'm actually not all that bad to look at, am I? The skin is a little pale, like ashes from a fire, but I could almost pass for a human woman, couldn't I? Except for the eyes. Don't look too far into my eyes or you are as good as gone. You'll fall into them and never climb out. Don't worry about the teeth. I have other appetites to satisfy today, as they've been satisfied in the past by you. Maybe one day I'll allow that one to be satisfied as well. But that would be killing the goose that laid the golden eggs now, wouldn't it? Under other circumstances, you would kill for a woman with a body like this, wouldn't you? If you didn't feel the pure evil emanating off of me, and if you weren't racked with mortal terror right now. You're starting to remember now, the other times. Nightmares that can only be remembered within other nightmares. Except these are very real. I'm out of your view now, at the foot of the bed. What am I doing here? You know what's going to come next. Me, slowly crawling onto your bed. And over your body, me brushing against you, cold as ice. But don't fear me, lover. You know I always steal your heat to warm myself. See, I'm already so much warmer while you're all cold and clammy now, and drenched in sweat. Oh. And the tears running out of the corners of your eyes. It's why you so often wake up with your eyes crusted over. Now hold still, my pretty. Oh, that's right. You can't move at all. I'll have to do all the moving like this. Ah! Yeah. so hard and so full of life and energy. Even after all my previous visits, so few men can be harvested as often as you. Although one of these days, I will break you, physically and mentally, and your soul. You might still be alive, but you won't be you anymore. You've seen people like that around, and you know it. I'm getting so warm now. Stealing energy from your body. Not just heat, but pure life force. You'll be tired all day and sick. And you won't know why, but it's okay. It will return, as will I. But before I return, I have to go. And before I go, I have to come. You have to come. That's the best way to get what I need from you. Well, one of the things. We're not wasteful. We use so much of our cattle, just like your Native Americans. And I can do such wonderful things with your sperm when I bring it home. We have many children, you and I. Although you wouldn't see any resemblance. And they're going to get more brothers and sisters soon. Don't hold back, lover. Not that you could. And if you tried, I'd just take your balls home with me instead. Just give me your seed. And I'll try not to take too much of your life with it. But accidents do happen. And wouldn't it be so inconvenient if I lost control when I came and started to change back? I guess we'll see what happens. You never disappoint, do you? So much come. So much life. So much glorious terror. And you survived again. I've grown quite fond of you, my little Pat. You're so dependable. And now it's time for me to go. To take these gifts you gave with me. Along with your memories. Because we can't have you remembering too much. At least remembering that this is more than a nightmare. But don't worry. I'll always be there in the back of your mind. And when I come back, the memories will all come back as well. Pleasant dreams.